H to the C is my prime directive. H to the C is required for the benefit of the universe. H to the C commences in
8 to the sea. Not doing so well tonight. Realized a little while ago. It's been 1 year since my dear friend MC Crosswalk, he put a gun into his mouth and he blew his brains all over the walls of the H to the Sea studios. The episode is called The Rise and Fall of MC Crosswalk, and basically, that walks you through the last moments of MC Crosswalk's life, and I miss MC Crosswalk every day, and it's tough living in a world without MC, and all of the joy and art that he could have brought to the world. We've missed out on 365 days of pure hip-hop genius. I can't deny my part in that. It tears me up inside. Crosswalk, if you're up there somewhere, I hope you're freestyling over that fat beat in the sky, and I hope even more that you know that this wasn't how I wanted it to work out. So all I've got left to remember you by is this MC Crosswalk plushie that's available in the H to the C E store. Straight from the crosswalk, nothing you can do about it. Brings me back. So I think what would be a fitting tribute to my friend MC Crosswalk is just to hear from some of the other people whose lives he's touched and irreversibly changed for the better, I think. He was the most hardcore rapper there ever was, but he had a real heart of gold, and I know he wouldn't want us to be sad. It's hard not to be, but I know MC Crosswalk would want us to be strong, and I think it's best that we hear some stories from people that remember him, and just know that in our memories he will live on forever. Rest in peace, you hardcore motherfucker, MC Crosswalk. For life and for death. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. Hey people, John here. If you're like me, you like guns, babes, barbecue, metal, martial arts, revenge, sex toys, but you can't get it all in one place. It's so inconvenient to have to go all over town to different specialty shops and have so many different subscriptions come in the mail. But that is coming to an end, my friend. Our new sponsor, Fuckers and Foe Magazine, has it all. You can get the traditional print subscription, or you can even go digital, which is available on over 473,569 different smartphones, tablets, e-readers, anything with a goddamn screen. You can even download the premium app to get instant access to all of the back issues at the touch of a button. Fuckers and Foe Magazine. Do it.
Yeah, so my name's Juan Camova. You know, it's been a long 365 days since I've seen the man. I didn't like him, man. You know, he crossed the walks on my block, man, my block. But I had to respect him. because he was crazy, man. His mom put him in a fucking institute because he wouldn't stop rapping. Yeah, so here's the story. Check it. He was doing a battle at school grounds, and he was so determined to win that he never gave the other guy a chance. He just wouldn't stop for like days. They were going to drug him, but luckily Dr. Cochise pointed out that if they interrupted his rhyme, it could cause him shock and he could fucking die. So, you know, they splashed him with some water and threw tiny bits of food in his mouth, you know, keep him alive and all. Eventually he stopped. After 2.5 months, man, that got my respect. You know, MC Crosswalk, forever.
I can't believe 365 days has already passed since MC Crosswalk has left this earth. You know, his suicide is like one of those times, you know, you'll never forget where you were when it happened. You know, I was sitting in the parking lot, the liquor store, my Colt 45, when I first heard the news, and I was just broken right up. You know, MC gave me my start as an R&B singer, LaQuisha Adams, represent. And I always wanted to be an R&B singer, but I was too busy taking care of my babies and my baby daddy. And one day we was out in the stoop fighting, he's yanking on my weave, and I just screamed my head off, and I was like, "Aah!" Anyway, the MC was nearby helping some kids cross the street, and he heard me scream, and he said, "Girl," he said, "I think you could be an R&B singer." And I said, "Ooh, really? What's your name?" He says, "I'm the MC Crosswalk. You better recognize." And I said, "Oh, MC Crosswalk, I always loved the man in uniform. Fuck, I saw that neon vest and that stop sign, and it just commanded so much authority, and I knew I could trust him." So anyway, we was in the studio recording Pure Rap Fury. That was my first time ever in the spotlight. But you know, things don't always turn out the way they're supposed to. Because, you know, I fell in love with the MC, but, you know, players like him, they don't want to be getting down with just one hoe at a time, so, the restraining order, and, you know, it all just sort of escalated from there, and, you know, I started getting into the pills and crack and everything else, and then that I could sing so good no more, and I was missing all the studio time, and, you know, so... Although I was so close to that dream being an R&B singer, it all just slipped through my fingers. But I'll never forget how the MC believed in me, saw something in me. And I'll love him till the end of time. Am I getting paid for this?
I have a question. Why the hell are you still here?
So you know how they always say that as you get older, time passes more quickly. I am here to tell you that it does. But this past year, the 365 days that just passed us, something about them that dragged, passed a little more slowly than the years that led up to it. Without Crosswalk in our lives, I think we're all just having a little less fun because, I mean, that's what he was all about. And I know you're going to hear a lot of stories about O'Leary's days, and a lot of those were good days, you know. People just want to remember the Brent Mason blowout. And, you know, I was there that night. I don't want to get into it, but I can tell you that the river that rides up Brent Mason's ass had a stick in it that night. You know what you're not going to hear a lot of, though? You're not going to hear a lot of these kinds of stories. I was with Cross one day. He literally helped an old lady across the crosswalk with her groceries. You know? I mean, later on that night, he fucked that old lady, but it was consensual. It's just the kind of guy he was. He had old ladies swooning, and he didn't discriminate. Never discriminated. I don't know, there's a lot of things you could say about MC Crosswalk, but I think the only one that matters is that we miss him, you know? He had a positive effect on all of our lives, and there's always going to be a hole
where he once was, and if we can all remember the good things, the helping the old lady across the street and later on bringing her to orgasm, we can remember those things and not Brent Mason, the log he has up his anus, well, then I think there's something else that's left, and it's equal, if not larger, than that hole. John, I have to go. I'm sorry. I can't say anymore.
Hi. My name's Bucky Sanders, and I was MC Crosswalk's producer for a little while. And what I really want to make sure everyone understood is just how prolific this guy was. I mean, he had over 80 albums. It's unbelievable. I mean, unheard of by anybody, listening or not. My personal favorite was Ready, Blank, Go. Except it wasn't really blank. It was just a line. But, you know, it didn't say blank. But it was Ready, Blank, Go. And everything rhymed with the word set. It was amazing. It was a whole 2 hours of words rhyming with set. It was great. And anyway, I think my greatest story I know about the man was being so prolific. If he took any time off at all, it was you know, very, very strange. So he got laryngitis one time and had to take a whole long weekend off. And so on Tuesday, he got right back into it again and started one of his legendary 24-hour raps. The first half of the album became what was known later as Let's Call It a Comeback, which was just a little joke after, you know, only 3 days off. But the funny thing is, LL Cool J heard that and, changed it a little bit. You know, he started off with Don't Call It a Comeback. And as we all know, you know, that became started off a pretty popular song. But, you know, that was entirely MC Crosswalk inspired. And the second half of those 24 hours, the second 12 hours, became another whole album, which became called I Got a Lot to Say Here. And we all know that that became really his second best album of all time. It went all the way to triple bronze. And locally, I don't think a week goes by where someone doesn't play it on the radio. You know, it's still going after all these years. But that's just a little bit of who that legend was. MC Crosswalk, a very good, dear friend of mine. And we miss him dearly here. I think I'm just going to go play an album. I think that's really the best tribute we can do. Sit down and listen for a good 8, 6, 12 hours, somewhere in that range. Give him tribute. Thank you.
My first memory, really, of MC Crosswalk was, it was like late 90s, you know, I just heard some of his stuff, and at first, you know, you kind of pass it off as, you know, it's everybody was trying to be Eminem, you know, especially all the white kids. And then I caught him live at a show one time through H2C, which eventually became H2C Incorporated, and once we saw him live, it was just like, we have to have this guy. We totally decided to sign him, and we got him on, and it was amazing. It was, he exploded. There was no other way to put verbiage to that term. I think kind of it was like a Kurt Cobain syndrome, where he just got really famous really fast, and maybe it was kind of hard on him. And then he went into retirement, and we were all very supportive of that at first. He kind of occasionally did express some interest in coming out and doing something else or working on other projects. This opportunity opened up, this contest, and I a little bit regret it now, but again, H to the C Inc., we made a bit of capital off him, and he made money too, a lot of money, although I know he wasn't doing it for the money, but I convinced him to come out and do this this contest. What he brought to the stage, it was like something unseen. It was, he rose out of the dirt, like, you know, he was like this phoenix of hip-hop that just rose from the ashes, and he totally decimated the scene. Turns out that I don't think they were ready for what he was, and he was put out of the competition. It obviously had a huge part in his demise. He's 365 days ago, and you know, I kind of regret trying to get him back on the scene. I regretted pushing him, you know, and I guess that's the consequence sometimes of fame and stardom, and then later on possible rejection. And you know, some people have criticized us for airing his suicide. We lost some sponsors over that, but I mean, we did gain some sponsors too, and I think maybe some sponsors now that are more in the interest of where HNC wants to get directed. I can't be drunk and selling Mary Kay my entire life. You know, I've kind of given up on that. I've gone through Mary Kay Sellers Anonymous, but I think now that because of his death, because we are that, his fans all got to hear the truth straight up from the source. We all loved you. All of us HCC, we loved you. You made us a lot of money. We made you a lot of money. It was a very mutual, beneficial sort of situation, you know, until the next best thing comes along. All the peace.
Okay, so, I mean, what do you say about MC? Like, okay, I met MC, and I mean, at the time, like, I told him I was 18, so, I mean, let's just go with that. MC was, like, a big, like, he just would roll into my town, you know, and he just had these rhymes. He also was old enough to, like, buy cigarettes. And he'd be like, okay, baby, okay, I'm gonna put you on my record. But, you know, he would just leave again. He was gonna put me on his record. Like, he meant to. And it just didn't work out. And now, I mean, it's like this is not a leap year, so it's like 365 days since I heard the news on Facebook or whatever that he was just gone. Like, I have this, you know, like, I have his kid or whatever, but, like, the only thing that sucks, like, other than him being dead or whatever, like, the other thing that sucks is, well, I didn't get to be on his track, and I talked to his manager and his estate, and, like, I can't get any, like, monetary compensatory because of that thing that I signed. I don't have any hard feelings about that, just about, like, not getting some money. That kind of is, like, really sucky. And for baby Cross, he, you know, he'd be crying all the time. But I just want to say, I miss you, Crosswalk, and I will always be your girl. And this one's for you, MC. I didn't get a chance to be your woman, your rock, your son. He will grow up to be just like his papa and be a rap star, make $1 million and buy a house for his mama. Miss you, one love, peace out, MC. Keep on rapping up in the sky, okay?
Yeah, hey, this is Jerry McMahon, and so I want to tell you a story about what I think is the greatest rapper, you know, at least rhyme of all time. So it was Mother's Day, and the Crosswalk was doing a whole set to Yo Mama. One guy, you know, he didn't get it. He got pissed off. Next thing you knew, he chucked his Budweiser right at Mr. MC. Well, without missing a beat, he caught the bottle. And then he said this. He said, if you're going to give a beer to the band, at least make it the brand. Sure, I'll make this bud mine, but next time, an alpine be fine. Yeah, that was one of the best raps I ever heard, to this day. It's been a long year. I think it's been about almost exactly a year, 365 days, and only one MC to meet. Crosswalk, forever.
Yo, 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 this is Elbow. Deep. Motherfuckers. I'm here in the studios. H to the C Studios. I've got a lot to say. It's been a rough 365 days. Since our brother. Since our father. If you think of all the times he fucked our mothers. MC Crosswalk. The night he blew his brains out. Over the back of these very studios. It's just 365 days ago. This MC Crosswalk motherfucker, let me tell you, me, Elbow Deep, and this motherfucker, we went way back. I'm talking way back, motherfucker. I remember when I first met MC Crosswalk. You know what I'm saying? The hotel, scoping out those hoes, picking out my hoes, and getting fist deep all up in those hoes. And while I was in those hoes, what did I see under the corner of my eye? But the most hardcore motherfucker, MC Crosswalk. He knew who I was. I had no idea. I admit it. I came in my pants a little bit right then. At that moment, he was like, fist deep. Fist deep. I know you can do better, brother. You gotta go for the elbow. You gotta go for the elbow. So that's what I did. I went elbow deep on that bitch. Not just that, I'm sure everybody will remember post-nuclear. I had a little part in that. I was in the studio with the man himself. And all I can say about Crosswalk in the studio is he's the most intense motherfucker you'll ever see. Remember when we were laying down the chorus? Fuck motherfucker, fuck motherfucker, fuck shit. Some nerd-ass face producer walked in. He cut the mics. So that Crosswalk, you can't say that shit. That's not gonna sell any records. And you know what my man Crosswalk did? He took that motherfucker. He took him outside. He brought him the Crosswalk. And he curbed that bitch. And then we got a new producer. MC Crosswalk. Post-nuclear. I just can't do it. I'm out. Out.
It's hard to believe it's been 365 days. You know, I remember way back in the day I had my own radio show and I was trying to give him some props, play songs on the radio, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, one night, just putting on a song called Post Nuclear, real badass song, a lot of swearing. So we're halfway through the song and basically the phone rang, the heavies took offense to the language and the song, the hammer came down, we had to take that off the air, we lost our show because of that. The fans loved it. Crosswalk was blowing up at the time. Post-Nuclear was going straight to number one. It was just another case of the man basically shutting you down, trying to, you know, to hold you back from reaching your dreams and reaching your potential. And actually, I remember at that time seeing Crosswalk live. Saw MC Crosswalk, I think, live at O'Leary's, playing that song, that very song, Post-Nuclear. I'll tell you, it was one energetic performance, man. You don't see shows like that too often. But again, same thing happened halfway through the song. Musicians weren't feeling it. People weren't digging the lyrics, you know what I mean? Left that song halfway through. Another case of, you know, just the man kind of bringing you down. So this one goes out to MC Crosswalk. He's gone but not forgotten, you motherfuckers. Too legit to quit, you know what I'm saying? MC Crosswalk, Post-Nuclear, Elbow Deep, motherfucker. Rest in peace.
elbow deep, motherfucker.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's MC.
Yo, MC, what's going on?
Y'all gotta get your cracker ass down to the studio right now.
Right now? What are you talking about? I thought that was tomorrow.
No, I got this post-nuclear jam. I wanna get out. I wanna spit it on the mic. I wanna get it done.
I can dig that, sucker. I'll be there in 10 minutes, as long as it takes me to finish the bone that's bizong.
Called post-nuclear shit, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it sounds? It's like picture Pink Floyd the Wall meets Pantera Vulgar Display of Power.
You got some, I heard there's a little bit of a Limp Bizkit feel to it, too.
Oh, yeah. The most post-nuclear band of them all.
Yeah. Aight, I'll be there in 10, motherfucker.
Aight.
We'll show these motherfuckers how you rip up these beats. Yeah.
For sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chronic Connection is in full effect. MC Crosswalk, elbow deep. Peep this hardcore shit, motherfuckers. Haterate, drinking motherfuckers. Always dissing my shit. You want hardcore motherfuckers, but believe this is it. All these player haters be stepping right up. I say to them, pick another motherfucker, what's up? I came up with this shit while blasting all my motherfucking bomb. I get my homie elbow deep to get my back on this post-nuclear song. What y'all saying, deep?
Hardcore is how you spell it, deep in the motherfucking sea.
That's right, motherfuckers, you won't hear no motherfucking leaks. It's cause I do all the fellas and all the motherfucking hoes. Kick back and listen to it, this is how the motherfucker goes. Fuck, motherfucker! Fuck, motherfucker! Fuck, motherfucker! Fuck! Shit! Fuck, motherfucker! Fuck, motherfucker! Fuck, motherfucker! Fuck! Shit! Counterfeit motherfuckers might be getting pissed about this. I'll skin your ass with my chainsaw if you're starting to diss. Be don't always give a fuck what these motherfuckers say, but they best not be preaching shit to me on one of those days. This ill shit we laying down is post-nuclear, motherfuckers. If y'all ain't digging on it, y'all's a bunch of motherfucking suckers. And y'all who ain't down can just shut the fuck up, cause fuck's just a word and it's all fucked up. Just stop, listen, what's that sound? It's chronic motherfuckers come to tear the house down. Just in case it didn't sink in, we'll kick it one more time. What better way to end this motherfucked up rhyme? Fuck motherfucker! Fuck motherfucker! Fuck motherfucker! Fuck! Shit! Fuck motherfucker! Fuck motherfucker! Fuck motherfucker! Fuck! Shit!
Yeah, motherfuckers, you heard it. This is some post-nuclear shit, motherfuckers. All those player haters out there who ain't got nothing on me, y'all. Am I right? Oh, am I right? Was that not the most post-nuclear shit you've ever heard?
Man, that was fat. That's like 8 orgasms in 2 minutes.
Faux show. Oh, just yeah. Like with your mama.
Yeah, man. You stay away from my mama, man. You haven't seen what I've done to your mama.
Yo mama
and your
came
sister?
To me. Yo, man.
And your sister?
Leave that out of this. Leave that shit out.
Man, you know it's true.
That shit ain't
you
cool.
You can't compete with elbow deep.
Yeah, alright. Aight.